God's interest in little things. There are few who rightly appreciate or improve the precious privilege of prayer. We should go to Jesus and tell Him all our needs. We may bring Him our little cares and perplexities as well as our greater troubles. Whatever arises to disturb or distress us, we should take it to the Lord in prayer. When we feel that we need the presence of Christ at every step, Satan will have little opportunity to intrude his temptations. It is his studied effort to keep us away from our best and most sympathizing friend. We should make no one our confidant but Jesus. We can safely commune with him of all that is in our hearts. Brethren and sisters, when you assemble for social worship, believe that Jesus meets with you. Believe that he is willing to bless you. Turn the eye away from self, look unto Jesus, talk of his matchless love. By beholding him you will become changed into his likeness. When you pray, be brief, come right to the point. Do not preach the Lord a sermon in your long prayers. Ask for the bread of life as a hungry child asks bread of his earthly father. God will bestow upon us every needed blessing if we ask him in simplicity and faith. Prayer is the most holy exercise of the soul. It should be sincere, humble, earnest. The desires of a renewed heart breathed in the presence of a holy God. When the suppliant feels that he is in the divine presence, self will be forgotten. He will have no desire to display human talent, he will not seek to please the ear of men, but to obtain the blessing which the soul craves. Both in public and in private worship, it is our privilege to bow on our knees before the Lord when we offer our petitions to him. Jesus, our example, kneeled down, and prayed. Of his disciples it is recorded that they, too, kneeled down, and prayed. Paul declared, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In confessing before God the sins of Israel, Ezra knelt. Daniel kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day, and prayed, and gave thanks before his God.